Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so thankful and grateful to the Lord that you're able to spend this time with me today as we continue on in a message I began a few days ago on the power of praise. And let's begin by considering, the body of believers. We call the body of believers the church of the Lord, the church of Jesus Christ. And that word, ecclesia, is used for our word, for church. It is a translated Greek word meaning a body of people who have been called together by the Lord. It's really, really just that simple. It's not a building. It's not four walls. But it is a body of like-minded believers connected, united by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that in Him alone is salvation. And the focus should not be so much on having a meeting as it should be a time where God's people gather together and focus on meeting the one who called to us, to Jesus, to allow the Holy Spirit to touch our hearts, to hear Him speaking to our hearts. The church is not a social club. It's not a gallery for the exhibition of eminent Christians or the superstars of religious television. It is a place of life for ordinary people to come together. It's been described as a school for the education of imperfect ones, a nursery for the care of the weak ones, of little ones, of young ones, a hospital for the healing of those who need special care. And on occasions, we all need that. We need to encourage one another in the Lord. That's so important. It's so much more so. That's why the word tells us, forsake not the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, so much more so as you see the day approach. In other words, the darker it gets, the more we need encouragement of like-minded believers. Why? Because the devil is alive, and there are those who have refused God's gift of salvation, as impossible as that seems in mind-boggling to those of us who have spiritual understanding. They want nothing to do with God. Some of them actually dedicate and devote themselves to Satan. They've given themselves to his purposes. And so, beloved, we need the strength that comes from being with the Lord, not in our only in our personal time, but corporately. Nothing replaces the meeting of God's people together. There's an anointing that comes that God gives no other time and no other place. Why? Because He makes us desire to come together in fellowship. For wherever two or three are gathered together, isn't that what Jesus said? I'm there in the midst. Hallelujah. On several different occasions, the Apostle Paul used the word ecclesia to designate the whole body of believers. And the Bible has many different references to what we are, what the Bible calls you. We're called the bride of Christ. There is a reference in Revelation, the 21st chapter, in verse 9, and it says, "And there came unto the one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither with me, and I will shew thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." And also, we're called the bride of Christ in that very same passage. And then in Revelation, the 19th chapter, verses 7 through 9, the word says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. The marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. I have to read verse 9. And he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Amen and amen. And then in Revelation 21:2, there is a reference to the New Jerusalem. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And then in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 9, we are referenced as God's building or God's field or husbandry. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then in Ephesians, we are spoken of also as the Lamb's wife. There's a beautiful passage, I won't take the time to read it, verses 22 through 32, that talks about the comparison of marriage between a husband and wife, as that of Christ and his church. And it's significant to note that the word ecclesia always refers to people and never to buildings. Physical structures are not the church. God's living church, beloved, is alive, composed of lively stones, fitly framed together by the Lord, and we will be anointed in such a way that the world is going to experience, I believe, before the end finally comes, a tidal wave of anointing that God is starting to pour out, waves of anointing that nothing shall be able to stand against the power of God. We've seen that at various times, for periods of times, in various revivals where whole towns were changed by the power of God. And in the word tells us that he will pour out his spirit in the end times upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters will prophesy. God's presence is going to fill the house of God again. Remember the prophet Isaiah? A spectacular description of what he experienced in that 6th chapter is recorded, starting in verse 1. And he said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and lifted up. He was exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 they covered their feet, and with 2 they were flying. And they were calling to each other, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Praise God, praise God. What a tremendous hour in which we are living. I want to turn and take a moment to go to Psalm 102 as we look upon these beloved passage of scriptures that I've always loved them. It says in verse 13, for thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. That scripture alone tells us that God has appointed times for his people. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord and all the kings of the earth. When the Lord shall build up Zion, beloved, he's doing it now. He shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come. The people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Beloved, God's glory is beginning to fill his house again. He is building up Zion. It has been like a little mist, but beloved, it's increasing in intensity until the whole building, the whole body is going to be filled, and the very presence of God is going to shake his people. Just like in, remember, what was it, the early chapters of Acts, they had been filled with the Holy Spirit, and they prayed for greater boldness and for healings to occur, and it says, the very place in which they were sitting was shaken by the power of God, and they were filled with the Spirit of God again. Beloved, we're going to stop focusing our attention on the weaknesses and faults of others, and we're going to reach out to one another and be healed. God's glory is going to fill his house. And instead of looking at the fleshly things and finding fault and criticizing, we're going to hear the word preached in an anointing that will be so powerful that we won't see the faults, the failures, and weaknesses of others. His love is going to be stirred in our hearts, and we will hear the Holy Spirit speaking, calling deep unto deep, and water geysers of the Spirit of the Almighty presence of God will gush forth in our innermost being, and there shall be overflowing rivers of healing oil and water. Out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Oh, precious one, you may have been ignored, you may have been rejected, you may have been put down, and it may seem to you that you never quite could measure up in the eyes of some, but that shame, that embarrassment will be gone, and God is going to use those who have been rejected. Oh, did you hear what I say, beloved? God's going to use you. You will see the Lord heal you, heal those deep wounds, those grievous wounds, and he'll begin to pour in the oil and the wine, and there will be restoration, and you will be filled with such power, you will arise in the strength of the Lord and begin to take back those things which the devil has stolen from you in days past. Praise God. There's one who's set a fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day, and he's moving today as never before. Oh, beloved, I feel the anointing of God. I feel the anointing of prayer every day. I pray for the UCM partners, for the concerns on our heart, I mean the nation, for our president, for the leaders, for revival. And beloved, we're going to see it. If you have specific needs, beloved, I can pray for you generally, but if I have specific needs and God wants us to be specific, I can specifically come before the throne of grace. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. This is a sacred portion of ministry, and if I don't hear from some of my partners, I wonder, you know, is everything all right? And the Lord brings many to mind, even in times when I'm not working in prayer and answering the mail. So I invite you to write, I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.